one of my favorite TV shows. Actually,
it is your favorite.
We've had block parties at our house so many times. We put out the AstroTurf in the lounge room.
Yep.
And my wife made a construction cake. Things just got crazy.
That's so good.
Listen, I love The Block.
Yep.
I've loved it from day dot. Big fan of Scotty Cam. And probably even bigger fan of this lady, Shelley Craft, who joins us now. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. You're too kind. Thank you.
You're amazing, Shelley. And you've been on our TV screens for, well, I don't want to reveal age or anything like that, but for a while.
Bloody long time.
And you know what? You're like you're a soothing voice and face to Australia.
Oh, look, I like to think of a little bit of colour and movement. Yeah.
Now, Shell, this season of The Block, it's shaping up to be such a doozy. What can we expect next week on The Block? Because I hear that it's a big one.
Oh, it is a big one.
Did you just swear?
That was a big one.
Did you just swear?
Never.
Oh, it's a big one.
There was a
big one
that went over your voice.
We are going back to early March. We started filming in Feb. So what we're watching now is, you know, a life pre-COVID. And, you know, this week it all starts to play out a bit more heavily in the news. Obviously, this pandemic was reaching Australian shores and we were not sure what on earth the future held for any of us. And the show was no different at that time. So, yeah, we start to sort of see and hear rumblings about that early in the week. And then by the end of the week, it's just escalated into what we now know became and is still something that's affecting all of us around the country with the first lockdown happening very, very soon.
So, I mean, everyone had to stop work and shut up shop for a while. That would have put a halt on the building stuff. Are we still doing a live auction this year? Is that the plan that's going to go ahead?
Fingers crossed, yeah, fingers crossed we will. We've got, that roadmap for Melbourne coming out of this second lockdown.
Yeah, right.
Is allowing people to see homes and visit open homes and things again. And hopefully that means by November when we have our auctions that we'll be able to go live as normal. But God, who knows? I think we've just thrown our hands up in the air and we'll just see how it all plays out come the time.
Every time we chat to Scotty Cam, we're like, mate, the Sunshine Coast is the place to be for the block.
Yeah.
If you had have made the choice to come up here, I mean, we've got great real estate up here at the moment. Everywhere in the country's trying to buy here at the moment.
Exactly. Just roll on through.
He won't listen to us, Shelley. So can you get in his ear and get the block at the Sunshine Coast next year?
I tell you what, if you can find me five houses in a row that need a little bit of help, or in fact, a heck of a lot of help, I reckon we could probably one day do a series on the Sunny Coast.
Well, listen,
we've
got Councillor Jason O'Pray, who would be all over that. He'll sort.
He'll love that.
He'll sell five of his to you.
Wow, you're giving him that much credit? That's amazing. Hey, Shell, we absolutely love everything that you guys are doing on The Block. And is there one thing in particular that you love each season that you kind of look forward to? Is it the auction or is it kind of the reveal day?
Oh, look, I do love auction day. I think that's the only day Scotty and I actually get nervous about anything.
Yeah.
Totally out of our hands. Yeah. There's nothing we can do about it. And once that train leaves the station with the first auction, we've just got to hang on for the ride.
Oh.
So I love seeing what the contestants do post-block. You know, this is such an amazing life experience for them, and they all come in with these different ideas of how it's going to change their lives. And to see that play out post-block and to see where our contestants have gone on after the show, that's what I really enjoy.
Oh, so, that's cool.
Yeah, I look forward to what this one's get up to after the block.
That's awesome, Shell. You're an absolute legend. Just before you go, we've been talking about something weird this morning about ASMR, which is autonomous sensory meridian responses. It's weird smells and weird sounds that you just love that kind of massage your ears a bit. Now, you'd be surrounded by so many different smells on a workplace. Mm. Is there any like weird smell that you love on a workplace that just is just a bit odd for everyone else to hear, but you just love that smell?
Oh, probably not without dobbing myself into some kind of helpline, I think, if you start smelling building products too much.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Well, it is kind of a bit of a confession, and feel free to say Scotty Cam if you like the smell of him. But is there any weird smells or sounds you love?
Oh, look, everyone loves the sound of a drop saw or a leaf blower at 9 7 a.m. on a Sunday
morning.
True.
Right. That's true. Absolutely. Shelley Craft from the blog, thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait to see you back on our TV screens on Sunday night.
Thanks, guys. See you soon. Bye.